Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and I hope that you are having a great day today. Before we always start our show, I always like to make sure that I just help you guys, you know, unwind and just kind of relax. I know you've had probably a long day today, and if you are just now starting your day with getting up, getting ready for work, I like to help you be able to get ready for that as well. Today we're going to have a great show lined up for you guys. Today we have Dr. Farmer. He always comes on the show to do the segment, which is called Ask Dr. Farmer. And so he'll be on the show in the next couple of segments that we're going to have. And then we also have Richard Streets as well as the Temptations. So they're going to be on later during the show. We're going to do an exclusive interview and find out just a little bit about what's going on with them as well. So we're going to go ahead and get right into the music groove. And the first song we're going to hear is by Sierra, and it's called Living It Up.
No one can crush you out for you.
I'ma doubt some love, but I know it's true. Yeah. I don't have many friends, but I got you.
Y'all already know, Trigger, let's get it, come on, yeah, I'm feeling this one right here, come on, yeah, yeah, let's get it, let's go.
Sky's the limit, sky's the limit, sky's the limit, sky's the limit, I'ma take it over.
Looking fresh to death, looking so clean. Had to feed before a Pringle and grew like Listerine. I dreamed big when I was a kid. Tape recorder in my room, yeah, I'm getting it in. Now it's time to win, like an eagle in the sky. With his wings spread open wide, I'ma glide, all pride aside. On my hustle, on my hustle, I'ma continue to shine. Homie, listen, you got me messed up. I'ma rep when I hear light, camera, action. Relaxing down in the Bahamas, trying to reflect on how I'm about to go about this money. But ain't it funny, the feelings that you have when you're close to getting something you just can't quite grab. But I'm glad it's in here, my truck. I don't have to fit this life when I return to
dust. Sky's the limit, sky's the limit, I'ma take it over, I'ma take it over, I'ma take it over, I'ma take it over. Sky's the limit, sky's the limit, sky's the limit, I'ma take it over, I'ma take it over, I'ma take it over, I'ma take it over.
I'm living it up, living that life up to the fullest, like Nike. I made up my mind to just do it. Proving to myself I got what it takes, like Ricky Bobby. I'm about to shake and bake,
shake and bake.
I'm the greatest, it may be in my mind. I refuse to be on earth, didn't struggle all my life. I grind harder when the going gets tough. They gonna hate, that's even if I make it or I bust. I'm setting the tone, the sky's the limit. I'ma get $1 million with the wisdom to spend it. I envisioned it, yeah, my pillar of success. I've been standing on the rock, and on the rock I never stress. I guess you can call me cocky, but I'ma get mine. There's nothing you can do to stop me.
Can't stop
but obviously, that's much to my demise. I'm loving life. It's all because I'm reaching for the sky.
Sky's the limit, sky's the limit, sky's the limit, sky's the limit. I'ma take it over, I'ma take it over, I'ma take it over, I'ma take it over. Sky's the limit, sky's the limit, sky's the limit. I'ma take it over.
My confidence out front, swagged up with a pill. They was hating on your boy when you heard I had a deal. still I love hip-hop, so I'ma take it to the max like them Nike shots. Entrepreneur, I'm a self-made star. So if you thinking I won't bring it, then you think it's far off.
Far off,
apart from my motivation, I got a baby girl that needs to see her daddy make it.
I'ma make it,
so I'm focused on the push. Life struggle, all the plan. If I die, I never get it. Still I'm trusting in the man.
I'm trusting,
yeah, he's all I got.
Come on.
Major moves and promo before the album drops.
Yeah,
I've seen the world and I wanna see more.
I'ma
take a ride on the coast in my foreign car. Top down, see the light to my eyes. Life's good and it should be the time of my life.
Sky's the limit, sky's the limit, sky's the limit, sky's the limit. I'ma take it over,
I'ma take it over.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and that was your song by Trigger. It was called For the Sky is the Limit. Once again, like I said, later on in the show, we're going to have Larry Johnson with the Temptations Group on later on in the show. And I wanted you guys to, if you wanted to call in, you are more than welcome to call in and, you know, do your request or even speak with the guests when they come on the line later on. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have a segment with Ask Dr. Farmer. So if you haven't gotten your email questions in, excuse me, regarding relationship issues, job, finances, or whatever you may have, you can email him at james.farmer@att.net. Once again, that's james.farmer@att.net. Once again, Dr. Farmer is a licensed developmental coach and a therapist, and he is going to be available to answer any questions or comments you may have. We're going to go ahead and get back into the music group, and we're going to go ahead and listen to Freddie Jackson, and the song is going to be entitled, let's see. You guys have to excuse me. My system is moving very slow on today, but we are going to hear some music from Freddie Jackson. We're actually going to hear Freddie Jackson Rock With Me.
Thank you.
Success Radio, your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and you are listening to Faces of Success Radio. At this time, we're going to go ahead and go on to our segment, which we have every week, which is with Ask Dr. Farmer. Dr. Farmer is a licensed therapist and a life coach, and he always comes on the show to help you guys with tools, with things that will help you with life issues. And so if you want more information about Dr. Farmer or to email him, you can go to james.farmer@att.net. I'm going to go ahead and let Dr. Farmer introduce himself. Hey, Dr. Farmer, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Tanisha. For those of your listeners who don't know me, again, my name is Dr. James Farmer. I'm a developmental coach, which is basically a combination of life coaching and executive coaching. I'm a counselor and a therapist, and I work with a number of people that come to see me, from children, preteens, all the way up to senior citizens. And so and one of the things I enjoy doing in the course of my week was this radio show, Ask Dr. Farmer. And I'd like to thank Tanisha personally for allowing me to come and just talk about just life issues. And so what we're going to talk about today is going to be, I think, an area that touches a lot of people. It's what happens when you get stuck, when people get stuck. Lately, over the past 2 weeks, I've had quite a few folks come in stuck in a self-defeating pattern and they can't move. But before I go into that, there's something I kind of wanted to share, Tanisha, with your listeners, something that I probably read to myself maybe, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks. I'll kind of read it to myself to make sure I'm balanced, I'm moving forward, I'm driven. And so what it's called is the African gazelle. And it's only about 8 lines. It's only 8 lines. And I'm going to read it to your listeners and then talk a little bit about it later, okay? Now, let me mention this. There's the word gazelle. Like, the gazelle is nothing but a deer. So just think of deer. If any of you watch Animal Kingdom and so forth, the deer that does all the leaping and the jumping and so forth, so that's the gazelles. And some of you probably have heard this. I know I heard it a few years ago, and I just had to have a copy of it. It's by an unknown author. And let me read this, and then I'll get into, how to deal with people with stuff. Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows that it must run further than the fastest lion, or it will be killed. Every morning, a lion wakes up. It knows that it must outrun the slowest gazelle, or it will starve to death. It doesn't matter whether you are the lion or the gazelle. When the sun comes up, you had better be running. And that's just one of those little poems that kind of just stick in my mind that lets me know, personally, I need to be moving forward. And so I kind of read it periodically to remind myself, you know, make sure you're moving ahead, you're moving forward, and you're not doing that Michael Jackson moonlight walk, not going anywhere. So what I want to say to your listeners is be careful of negative circumstances that happen to all of us out there. A negative circumstance can swallow you up if you're not alert. And I see people who are swallowed up by depression, or they're swallowed up by a broken relationship or disappointments and setbacks. They're just literally swallowed up, and some people stay that way for days, weeks, months. Some have to get on medication. So be alert that you do not fall into a negative circumstance that buries you. One of the things that I do that might be helpful to some of your listeners is I try to be in charge of me. For some of you, you might say, well, I'm not in charge of myself. My question to you would be, if you're not in charge, who is in charge of you? For some of you and those that I see for counseling and coaching, the parents are in charge. co-workers, friends. There are some folks that got enemies who are in charge of them. Their enemy keeps them angry. When someone can keep you angry, they're in charge of you. They're in control of you. Spouses can also be in charge of you. So I think it's so important that from this moment on that you decide who's in charge of you. Is it you, or have you given that responsibility to someone else? Remember, we are all on a journey. Yeah, believe me, we're all on some kind of a journey. But many of us respond differently when it comes to setbacks, obstacles, challenges, and so forth. But we're on this journey, whether you like it or not, you're on a journey. You started out at 0 point, and if God's on your side, you might live to be 70, 80, or 90 years of age. And in between, you have to decide how you're going to respond to setbacks, disappointments, obstacles, and so forth. How many times do we say, for example, you know, this is a person that's in a pattern, and it goes like this. I'm right, and you're wrong. I see so many people that come in, and that's their stance. I'm right, and that person's wrong. End of the discussion. I don't want to go any further. These are the kind of people that get stuck in this self-defeating pattern that prevents them from moving ahead. So let's go back to that poem of the African gazelle. What if the gazelle has an attitude problem? And the gazelle said, you know, I don't feel like running today. Or I'm not moving too well this morning. I got a sore leg. I don't think I'm up for this. Or maybe the gazelle is feeling depressed. So what would you think would happen to that gazelle in that particular poem that I read to you? You got it. And that happens in real life, that sometimes we're not up for the challenge that we have to deal with. We're just not up for it. And so what I do is I make sure every morning when I get up, I'm ready. I've done my praying, and I've done, you know, I've read my scriptures. I've done my affirmation. I'm ready. So when the day starts and things kind of roll in, you know, problems and so forth, unexpected calls, your best friend is depressed, I'm ready to deal with the challenge. And every morning, I'm up and I'm ready. What about you? I have a couple of questions that I would like to ask some of the listeners out there. And I'm just going to kind of rip through them. But I want you to think about it. Okay? Think about each question. Which mindset currently drives? Is it a closed mindset? Is it a positive mindset? Or maybe it's a combination of both. For example, if you come to me and you say, I want to sell you some illegal drugs, I got a closed mindset for that. I'm going to shut down. But yet if you say, I want you to come to my church next Sunday and be a guest, I'm open for that. Well, then someone said, a combination of both, but there are other folks that are totally driven by a negative mindset, and many of us are working toward a positive mindset. So number two, what are you willing to change your thinking? So if you're a negative person, what is your willingness to change that on a 10-point scale? And if you said to me, well, you know, but put me at a 2, you know, 10 being I'm absolutely motivated, ready to make these changes. Number three, how much effort would you really put into making some small adjustments in your life? 10%, 40%, 50%, 100%? I have people come in and they can't figure out why they're stuck. Well, if all you're putting in is 10% and your willingness is around 2% and you've got a closed mindset, well, I put in that, there's your challenge right there. Well, number four, think about it. I won't go through all of these, but number four is just a list of self-defeating behaviors that stop you from moving ahead. If some of you have been in the same place for the last 3 weeks, 2 months, 3 years, 5, 10, 15 years, you need to take a look at what is holding you back. If you're still smoking that pack of cigarettes and you said 20 years ago you were going to stop the cigarettes, if you're still on drugs and you said 3 weeks ago you would stop the drugs, if you're still overeating every time you go out and you haven't changed, there's something holding you back from moving forward. Just a few of the things, and you've heard of these. This is common sense. You can have a negative attitude that'll hold you back. Maybe you're not motivated. When you have that kind of attitude, I don't care. Or maybe you're so overwhelmed with personal problems that you said, you know, I'll stop smoking as soon as I get some of these personal problems worked out. Right now, I need a cigarette to puff on to get through all of this. It could be stress. It could be a lack of self-discipline. I know one of my things is I try to get up and go out and exercise, and I did good for 3 days. And then suddenly I started falling back into that pattern, making excuses, keeping myself busy. I'm too busy to go and exercise. So lack of self-discipline, low self-esteem. And some folks just play it safe. I'm just not going to do anything. But we can be stuck in a self-defeating pattern, like a negative attitude, and just feel we're overwhelmed by it. There's nothing I can do about it. And my last question is, how mentally tough are you when it comes to, I hate to use that word, changing yourself, but let's just say using small adjustments in yourself? How mentally tough are you to get up and go walking? How mentally tough are you on a scale of 1 to 10 to say, you know, I think every Sunday, or if not every Sunday, 2 times out of the month, I will go to church. Or at least 10 times or 5 times out of the month, I will read several scriptures out of the Bible. Or I'm going to give up those drugs. I'm going to finally stop. How mentally tough are you to do that? Now, I wanted to read a couple other things to you here that might be helpful, because some of you are saying, well, wait a minute. Now, I don't know if you're talking about me. I know other folks out there you might be talking about, but I don't know if you're talking about me. Well, in case some of you have said, well, how do we know if somebody's stuck? Let me give you some of their phraseology that they might use. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you don't say it, but you've heard others say it. Some of that phraseology could be, I have to do it my way. Or, I won't ever forgive you. I've heard that one a lot. I'm always worried, or how about this one? I'll do it my way. And then again, some of you heard this one. It's your fault. If everything went wrong, it's your fault. Or, this is very popular, this is the way I am. Don't try to change it. Don't try to adjust it. You're just going to have to accept it the way it is. I've been living this way all these years. I'll continue. Now, these are what I call examples of people who can be stuck. And so the next question would obviously be, how do you get unstuck? Well, I think, first of all, you have to recognize that there's some challenges there, that you're not moving forward. You're not moving ahead. You know, you probably have heard this from friends who will talk with you about it, maybe people who are close. But you know inside, intuitively, you're not where you're supposed to be. There's no movement. There's a lot of excuse making. So what I tell folks is basically this, you know, whatever's operating unconsciously, you need to bring that out consciously and talk about it. Now, I'm not saying you got to run and get a therapist or anything like that, but there's something going on subconsciously or unconsciously that's stopping you from moving through. If all you've ever done most of your life is how to be negative and have a closed mindset, I'm sure some of your friends have picked up on that. And so, you know, you might want to focus. There's a way you can focus on that. You can sit down and write up. Hey, this is how I dealt with the situation, write it out and so forth, share it with your friends, and see what they think about it. You know, did I use the best alternatives, or did I just stay negative with this? talk to friends who are out there. You know, we all need to have objective friends who will not tickle our ears. That's what I like about some of the friends I have. None of them will tickle my ears. None of them are in the psychology field. They're just what I call people with good down-home common sense. And they'll hit you right between the eyes with an answer when you ask them a question. How do they do that? Because when you got real friends and they really care about you, they want to see you move ahead. They don't want you to continue being stuck in patterns that's not going to help you. And so the truth sometimes can hurt. It's what they call tough love. So make sure you have some people around you who can give you tough love. I mentioned writing down options and solutions. I also think that through some answers, rather than just saying no to something, think through it. So those are some of the things that I think you can do when you're unstuck, when you're stuck in a situation. There's another point I want to bring out before I bring closure to this, and that is you have the power to choose. Let me say this again. You have the power to choose whether you want to be a positive person or negative. It's been said and researched and investigated that negative thinking is 7 to 9 times a stronger pull on you than positive. The 7 times is how people can go into negative thinking and close minds up very quickly. But positive, sometimes you have to work at it. But you have the power to choose. You cannot carry a positive and a negative thought in your mind at the same time. It has to be one. I'm going to say that again. You cannot carry both of those thoughts in your mind at the same time. So you have the power to choose what you want to carry in your mind. If you want to be negative all day, you will be. If you want to be positive, you will be. You do have the power of choice, the power to choose whether you want to feel good or feel bad. It's that simple. Now, if you want to know more about some of the things that I talked about, I encourage you very strongly to go to my blog. I just happen to be looking at it today. One of my clients, I said, are you reading my blog? I don't care. You can go to my blog. I wrote them out of the intent of I wanted to be like a mental health service where you can go, a mental health and coaching service where you can go there and you can read about different challenges that you have to deal with. I wrote those blogs out of my blood, sweat, and tears, okay? Everything I wrote, there's nothing coming out of a book. We're coming out of experience. So I think the last two blogs that they put up for me that I wrote was on fear versus faith. So if you go to church every Sunday, just up for 2 hours, and then by the time you get home, the devil is not doing it, and you're defeated. And so I tried to deal with where you're coming from in terms of fear versus faith, what it really is. And then I think another piece of
Faces of Success Radio, your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Yeah. I miss the kids. you can't hate the player, you gotta hate the game. And I know it hurts to see the monster that you made.
With great shoulders, by the waist I hold her. Her only mistake is I caught her rockin' takeover. She cooks steak, I'm not a carnivore. It be kind of raw, but the wine is fine. I'm mature, it be times I zone, woman. Have better talks with my teenage daughter than we have, and you a grown woman. So I be vague when I answer questions about my life or hustling. I know you used to first dates with dudes be over front and had this, they bought that, did time and bought that, beat this, they know people, connections and all that. You're tired of it, let's try intellectual higher subject like metaphysics or the science of it. That is corny also, let's talk about your being my lover, but nah, not just yet. Maybe later, we just met. Yeah. But for now, I need to keep you around, cause it's the most perfect love I've found in
you're
a while.
The one to play, 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 why I act this way, uh-huh. You're the one to blame, why I think this way, you're the one to blame.
I'm gonna be there for you
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and that was Johnny Gill, and the song was entitled Just the Way You Are. We are joined back with Dr. Farmer, and we're going to wrap up the message he was talking about, which was when you're stuck. And so, Dr. Farmer, I like how you were saying that first you have to identify, you know, to know if you are in the category of being stuck and wondering why you may not have been able to do some of the things, goals that you set out for yourself or just different things. And so I'm glad that you shared that with the listeners because a lot of times we're not understanding why we're not accomplishing things or getting where we should be or, like you said, just not being able to stop doing certain things like overeating or, you know, going to the gym or even, like you said, smoking a pack of cigarettes or somebody's giving themselves, you know, I'm going to stop in 2 years and they're still doing it. They're not understanding that basically they have a mindset of where they're stuck.
Correct. And it's a major issue that's going on today. And I see that a lot of folks are just overwhelmed by it. They don't know where to even begin to kind of get on the right track for themselves. And so I just try to share a few of the steps that I thought could help some of your listeners kind of move forward.
Right. Well, that was very helpful because I think first you have to bring awareness to the issues so people can understand that there are different mindsets. And so we have the positive mindsets and, like you said, negative mindsets, and then the one where you're just stuck and you're just needing to learn how to get unstuck. And so if you guys needed to email Dr. Farmer, you can email him at james.farmer@att.net, and I'm going to let him give you his website information as well.
Okay, so that's JaffaCoaching.com. It's probably the best way to reach me. And let me give that again. It's JaffaCoaching.com. Jaffa is J-A-F-A, and coaching is one word, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G.com. And there's information up there on just, you know, reading the blogs and how to get a hold of me, and looking forward to hear from some of your listeners.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you again, Dr. Farmer, for being on this segment, which is called Ask Dr. Farmer. And so we're going to have Dr. Farmer on again next week. So, like I said, you can email him your questions or comments. And so we're going to go ahead and get ready to get back in the groove of some music. Upcoming up, we're going to be having our special guest, which is going to be Richard Street's Temptations. And the special guest will be Larry Johnson. So you guys stay tuned, and we'll have that interview coming up for you guys shortly.
Damn, I need a minute. much as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand something that you never had? Oh baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that. Girl, let me love you.
I'm not afraid to love makes it harder than ever before. But these moments are to treasure. So whenever we are close, we can't expect to make the most of what it is we share. Let's take it there without a care.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and you are listening to Faces of Success Radio. And it is that time where we're going to go ahead and give you guys what you've been waiting for, which is to be able to hear the exclusive interview. We are joined with Larry Johnson with Richard Street Temptations. Hello, Larry. How are you? Hello, Larry. How are you?
Hey, TJ, how are you, honey?
I'm doing very well. I am just excited because I have so many different listeners calling in and excited to hear from you guys. And we're also joined on the line by Eddie Watkins. Eddie, are you on the line as well?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay. Well, I am glad that you guys are going to be on the show on tonight. And I wanted you to go ahead, we'll start with Larry, for you to introduce yourself and speak to the listeners and tell them a little bit about you as well as the group and where they can find you as well.
Okay. First of all, my name is Larry Johnson. I want to say hello to Eddie, my brother, on the other line. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I want to say yeah, we're glad to be on the interview tonight. It's a blessing, and we're really thankful to be contacted by you all. I've been singing forever since I was in a little boy in church, singing 11 years old, singing in the church choir, and just growing up imitating the Temptations like every other young child in America, you know, in the driveway doing the Temptation walk, and then never thought in a million years that I would end up being on stage with not only Mr. Richard Street, but also I started off Ollie Woodson initially for a year. You know, Ollie was the first one that taught me the walk and talk of the Temptations, you know, all the choreography and doing these amazing songs all over the world. You know, first one that took me to Germany and Yugoslavia and places like that, and then after a year, a good friend of mine, like a big brother to me, Harold Beans Bowles, who his dad was one of the musicians back in the day for the Motown Review, introduced me to Richard Street, and flew out to Las Vegas, auditioned, and for 9 years, stood next to this man on stage, this legend on stage, concerts all over the world. I mean, it's been a major blessing to be able to tour and see places that I never thought I would see, you know, from Japan to Belgium to Sweden to you name it, England. It's just been an amazing ride. It's been really a blessing to be able to do that, and would not be able to do that without, you know, the blessings of my big brother, Mr. Richard Street. So, you know, that's basically, I mean, I started out doing other things. I was in a group called Horizon, performing, doing auto shows all over the country for Chevrolet. That's really where I got my my feet wet as far as performing on a national level with a corporate group like Horizon. It consisted of my brother, Jay Johnson, and another guy named Ricky Grown, another guy named Earl Vincent, and we just traveled all over the world. My auto show people out there that are listening, I want to say hello to each and every one of you all. I have a lot of support all over the country, all over the world, actually. So I just want to thank everybody that's out there listening, and thank you for your support and your prayers. It really means a lot. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Eddie. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and tell them a little bit about you as well.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eddie Watkins, and he's my brother, Mr. Larry Johnson. If it don't be for Larry, my God, if it don't be for Larry, I wouldn't have been a part of Mr. Richard Street's group here lately. And also, I want to give thanks to Almighty God for giving me the opportunity and the voice to be a part of the Temptation Review with Mr. Richard Street. Emmanuel Lasky, Willie Jones, David Ruffin, Orthea Barnes, Ollie Woodson are some of the people that I've worked with, and it's been a big pleasure and a blessing, like I said. I came up in Detroit listening to the reviews and going to all of the shows and just loving growing up in Detroit and being a part of the Motown sound. You know, I started off with a group called Solid. Then Natural Gas, Sirius, the Royal Jokers with Willie Jones, excuse me, and also the Young Souls. We started back in the early 70s. I grew up, you know, imitating the Temptation of Four Tops. And it's just been a beautiful ride for me. And I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world. I love it. I love it, DJ.
Well, that is amazing that you guys are on here and able to, you know, speak to the listeners. I wanted to ask you, Larry, what do you think separates the Temptations from any other group?
Well, the Temptations, Otis Williams and what he started back in the beginning, back in the day, they just had a magic. The Temptations were always, you know, five tall, good-looking, great dancing, amazing singers, all had amazing ears for harmonies, and collectively, they just became, you know, one of the top R&B groups in the world. I mean, the Motown sound is huge. I mean, I've personally seen it all over the world in countries that can't even speak English, but everybody knows about the Motown sound. And I want to be very careful to the listeners and make sure everybody know that, you know, Richard and Ollie were never considered, they never called themselves the Temptations as after they left the Temptations group. I want to make sure that's clear. The only person that's legally allowed to use the name the Temptations is Otis Williams. And he's still alive, and he's still doing his thing, and they're doing an amazing job. But the other members that have gone on that left the group, members like Dennis Edwards and Glenn Leonard and Richard Street, Ollie Woodson, they've formed their versions of the Temptations group, and the different names are, you know, separated accordingly. Like Dennis Edwards has the Temptations Review, features Dennis Edwards, who is amazing. They're amazing also, all good friends of mine. Dennis, Paul Williams Jr. is one of my closest friends. So they're doing really well. But the Temptations is so huge. It's such a big thing that you got so many groups all over the world that are paying tribute to the Temptations. Our group, we consider it to be a little higher up than a tribute group because we actually stood on stage with actual members that are actually officially and legally former members of the Temptations. So that makes our group, you know, a little, it sets us aside from the other groups that are doing tributes to the Temptations, because we actually have been on stage all over the world with these actual former members. I mean, Richard Street, you know, has won 3 Grammy Awards, 2 American Music Awards. He was a second replacement in the group. You know, Dave Gruffin left, and Dennis Edwards came in. And then when Paul Williams left, Richard Street came in. And Richard is responsible for countless of gold records and hits and Grammy Awards over the years. Including Popular to Rolling Stone. You know, yeah, you don't know how many times I feel honored to be able to perform that song on stage next to one of the original lead singers of that song. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing thing, you know. So, and growing up in Inkster, Michigan, in a suburb of Detroit, you know, I want to say hello to all my Inkster people out there, Robichaud High School, where I went to high school. Growing up in Inkster, I never thought in a million years that my journey would take me to this point where I'm standing next to, not only standing next to this man on stage singing first center lead vocals, but also I was brought in as he adopted me like his little brother. You know, I was very close to him. I handled a lot of his business affairs, a lot of the logistics while we're out on the road. You know, Richard knew he can count on me. He trusted me with everything, and he knew that I was out there. I promised his wife, Cindy, that I would look after him and make sure that, you know, he got the respect that he deserves all over the world. So my role, I'm very thankful that God put me in the position to be able to be there for him in that way, you know, as he was getting older and he needed somebody to step out and help him out and just kind of be there for him. And, you know, we get to the venues, and I would, you know, go in ahead of time, make sure everything was on the up and up, and everything was locked in. Eddie gave me a name, called me Lieutenant. They called me the Lieutenant because you know, I was kind of second in command. You know, Richard, when he needed when he needed another baritone, he would call me, say, Larry, you know, see if you can find me a guy. And I would always audition and make sure that these guys had the right mindset, you know, not only talent-wise, but have the right mindset to be standing on stage with this legend, to be able to, you know, respect him and go out there and represent the group the way we should be represented, you know, which is why when he told me he needed a bass singer, you know, I thought about Eddie. I knew Eddie would be perfect for the job. And Richard loved Eddie's voice. He told him it reminded him of Melvin Franklin when he first heard him, you know, and everybody knew that Blue and Richard were extremely close when they were teenagers. It was just, you know, his cousin, so to speak. And he taught Melvin Franklin a lot about singing bass. When he heard Eddie speak, he got chills on his arm because he's like, man, this man sounds like my cousin Blue, you know. So it was a no-brainer to bring Eddie on board. And Eddie segued into... You're welcome, sir. You know, Eddie segued into being an amazing bass singer and another one of Richard's little brothers. You know, Richard and Eddie became extremely close on the road. He was another one that looked out for Richard, just like I did. And, you know, we just wanted to make things easy for him and, you know, in his final years being out on the road. We were working a lot, you know, and and traveling a lot and doing a lot of international traveling, a lot of corporate events here and festivals and stuff like that. So it's been an amazing ride, amazing, amazing ride. I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, other than being called to be in the actual Temptations with Otis, you know, this is the next best thing. You know, so it's an amazing, amazing journey that we've been on.
Okay, and so for the listeners, if they're wanting to find you guys or find out about events, where can they find you guys at?
Well, right now, since Richard has passed away, we're continuing his legacy. We have the blessings of his wife, Cindy Street, and also the lovely Sherry Gordy came on board, Barry Gordy's daughter, and she gives us her blessings as well. And they've been supporting us to continue Richard's name and his legacy. So we're still doing concerts in honor of Richard, and we're also doing another show we put together, combination with that, called Motor City Magic. And it's being managed by a very good friend of mine, an agent, Michael Yorkel, who also used to book us before Richard passed away. Michael booked us in many major concerts all over the country, and we came up with the concept of a show called Motor City Magic, and where we have two other former members of the Temptations that are coming on board to do shows with us, Mr. Theo Peoples and also Mr. Barrington Bo Henderson. These are also former members of the Temptations that we've been talking a lot, and I talk to these guys almost every day, and they're also, you know, amazing. Bo's got his Grammys and for the Irresistible album, his Grammy Award for the Irresistible album. And of course, Theo Peoples is the only man that has ever in the history of these Motown groups that have ever sang lead for both the Temptations and the Four Tops. So Michael O'Yorkel is the president of Innovative Management Group, ING Management Incorporated, and they can reach out to him at michael.yorkel@variety.net. So Michael, michael.yorkel, Yorkel, @Verizon.net. Or you can give him a call at 508-736-1765. So we would love to hear from you all, and you can, they can also reach out to me as well, you can find me at singljsing@yahoo.com, singljsing@yahoo.com. You can send me an email to that email address and reach out to me as well. But Michael is handling the management and the logistics and through Innovative Management Group, and we're getting booked and we're continuing the legacy and keeping the Motown sound alive, not only doing our tribute to Richard Street and his legacy, but we're also just keeping the whole Motor City Magic memories alive, keeping the music alive.
Okay. And my next question is going to be is, what do you want to contribute, I guess, to the legacy? What do you want to add to it have going on later on?
Well, Richard just recently wrote a book. The book is called Ball of Confusion, My Life as a Tempt and Temptations, and I would like for everybody to go out there and get it. It was written by him and a man named Gary Flanagan. It took him several years to complete it. You know, Richard always been telling us he's been working on a book, and it took him several years to complete it, but it's finally out now through Tate Publishing. So, again, it's called Ball of Confusion, My Life as a Tempt and Temptation by Richard Street with Gary Flanagan. And he explained in that book that as long as people remember the music of the Temptations until the last person on earth dies, there will always be memories of the Temptations music and the Temptations songs that they made famous all over the world. So to be able to perform this music in honor of that group, in honor of what Otis put together, and those guys, when they were Otis Williams in the Distance back in the late 50s, they were teenagers, which Richard Street was a part of that group up until now, to be able to stand on stage and pay tribute to a group of that magnitude is amazing. And to be afforded the ability to do that with former members of the Temptations like Richard Street, Ollie Woodson, and now B.O. Peoples and Barrington Henderson, we can legitimately continue to just make people aware that the Motown sound is not going anywhere. It's still alive and going strong. And, you know, I even perform it in my my local shows here at home. And people love those songs. I mean, they're timeless. They never go away, you know. And if Otis was here, he would tell you. I mean, Otis is the only man alive that has sang on every single Temptation hit that has ever been recorded from the start to now. He's the only man alive that can boast that, and that is huge. I mean, he is the king, if you ask me. You know, so to be able to continue to perform this music with actual members, former members of the Temptation, is an honor, a blessing, and it just keeps people happy. It makes them happy. And I've had people come up to me in Japan and or Germany or somewhere and say, oh, my God, you know, it took me back to my childhood days with my girl. That was my wedding song. They had tears in their eyes because, you know, it just takes you back to a place. When Berry Gordy came up with the concept of Motown, it was like Richard said, it was ordained by God, because I don't even think he knew at the time how huge this thing would be. And it's just, it's magnanimous. It's, I mean, all over the world, you mentioned Motown. You mentioned those Motown groups like the Supremes and the Four Tops and the Temptations, Smokey and the Miracles. You mentioned those groups. And ten times out of ten that those people have heard of those songs anywhere in the world, all corners of the globe. That's how big it is. So my hat's off to Berry Gordy. My hat's off to Otis Williams and all the other, you know, Motown icons that are still alive out there doing it today. And for us to be able to pay tribute to that music is an honor and a blessing. And we're going to try to do it the best that we can with, the, you know, uphold the standards of how they meant for it to be. There's a lot of people out there that are falling short, you know, doing tributes to Motown music, and they're not really paying it justice. But being on stage with former members of the case, you better believe that those guys crack the whip. And they make sure we get it right. And they make sure we on stage doing it the way it was done and the way it was meant to be presented. So that's my take on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Eddie, did you want to add anything?
Well, Larry has said a mouthful. All I can say is God bless Lester to be on the stage and let the band say amen and let the band play on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we're about to get ready to hear Richard Street and the song entitled Heavenly.
The song Heavenly. Thank you.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and we are joined on the line with Larry Johnson as well as Eddie Watkins and with Richard Street's Temptations. And the song we just heard, it was titled Hey Girl. And so I wanted to ask you, Larry, about your song. It's titled I'll Keep My Light in My Window.
Yeah, another one of Richard's amazing hits. He sang so many lead songs with the Temptations, and Keep My Light in My Window is another one that he sang on, and I think that song was written by Smokey Robinson, I think. He might have done it first, but, man, Richard, just hearing his voice, it brings back so many memories. We miss him so much. We still kind of shake our heads. We can't believe that he's even gone, but he played heavenly at first, and Richard used to like me to tell a little short story on, you know, while we were on stage before we did those songs, and I'd always tell a story about how I was a young teenager imitating, you know, singing that song, and never thought in a million years I'd perform it next to him. So that's another dream come true for me, to be able to perform that song on stage with him. I did the part that Damon Harris sang, the first tenor part. The other lead vocal in Heavenly when we performed it live with Richard. But it was just an honor and a blessing to do that song, not knowing in a million years, in 1974 when the song first came out, you know, I was 15, 16 years old, you know, singing it. So It's an amazing, but all the songs that he made, including the songs on the Christmas album, they're timeless. And Richard's voice was so amazing. I mean, he would learn all the parts. When he first got in the group with the Temptations, he used to tell me he would learn everybody's parts and everybody, all the dance steps from both sides of the stage. So he would, I mean, if you look at some of those videos that he got on YouTube, I mean, the man was a dancer and a singer. I mean, the energy was just amazing. Which is why when I got with him, I tried to do the same thing. I tried to learn all of the parts. And, you know, the first show I did with Richard, I did baritone, you know, and then I did mostly first tenor after that. But I just tried to learn all the parts that I could. And collectively, we had a strong unit, some really, really good singers, starting off with my brother, Terry Forsythe, unbelievable vocalist. I mean, want to say God bless him and all the journeys that he's going through right now. I hope he's listening and let him know we love him. But Terry Forsythe was just amazing, amazing. And he did so much for Richard in the beginning when Richard first broke away from the Temptations, as well as Clayton Hooker, the original bass singer. And my other brothers out there that sang with us, Terry Horn, Lawrence Jones, Bob Henley III, Sean Brown, and a few others that were out on the road with us. You know, just want to say hello to, if they're listening, want to say hello to those guys. And I don't know if I'm missing. Am I missing somebody, Eddie? Who am I missing?
I think the brother that just passed away.
Oh, that's right, Forrest. Yeah, Forrest Gardner. Can't forget about him. You know,
right.
And, you know, those guys, you know, sang with Richard in the beginning. We didn't do too many shows with them, but I just wonder if anybody's listening, I want to just say to shout out to those guys and you know, because without them, we couldn't have collectively done this either. You know, we needed them on stage as intricate parts of this whole thing to help us be out there and work that magic on stage next to Richard and do those shows, do those concerts, you know, the way he deserved to have them presented. And then also uphold that Temptations legacy where people weren't being cheated. When they went to the shows, they saw a good show. They heard some good singing, good harmony, some tight choreography, energetic tight choreography. And we're still, you know, keeping that same thing going today. You know, so if you guys out there that want to bring us in, please get a hold of myself or Michael Yorkel, and then we'd love to come out and perform for you all.
Okay. And so for the listener that's out there and they're wanting to get started with music, what would you say to those people?
My biggest advice to people when I talk to people about starting out that want to be a singer is, you know, the business is very, very, it's tricky. You know, it's very up and down. There's some amazing singers in this world. And my thing is, you know, I'm a very spiritual man, so my thing is to stay, you know, to stay prayed up and continue to work on your craft. Just be the best that you can be and continue to work and perform and sing and just do whatever it takes to get yourself on a level where you're unstoppable, because eventually, one day, you never know that you may get a break. You may be in the vicinity of somebody that can do something for you. And I would always like to say to them that when you get that call, when you get that opportunity or when you get that handshake or that meeting of somebody that can actually do something for you, you got to be ready. You got to be ready to deliver.
You better be, you better be ready.
Yeah. Right. Because you might only get one chance, you know. So
yeah, right.
You want
right.
to make sure that you're ready and you're on your game and you got, you know, all the experience that you can, you know, you can gather and make sure your voice is top-notch and your choreography is done. When I first met Richard, I took a video camera out to Las Vegas, and I videotaped the choreography and learned my parts. And 3 weeks later, I was on stage with him because I went home and I got ready and I worked and I learned that choreography and learned my parts. So, you know, you never know if you're outperforming local as a local artist and you're trying to make it in the business. You know, you never know who you're going to bump into or who might see you or who might hear of you that might be able to pass you on to somebody that can push that right button for you. And if they push that button for you, you better believe that their reputation is out there. And if they're going to put their reputation on the line to show interest in you, you got to be able to uphold your part and be ready for that and not let them down. And and get out there and shine and do that and be ready for those opportunities, because the opportunities are out there. But, it, you know, God has a time and a place for everything to happen for you. And, you know, so just be prepared. Be ready and keep working. Keep working on your craft. You know, I used to always say, if you're using this voice to the reason why God gave it to you, he'll bless you in ways you can't even imagine to be blessed. Because my thing is, we're making people happy. We're making people smile. When I was singing in church, people come to me and say, you know, I really need to hear you sing today. I really need to hear that. And obviously, you know, God has gave me a talent to be able to share with people. And that's what I'm trying to do. I want to continue to share my talents and make people happy, make them feel good, make them, you know, just keep them, you know, keep them on the straight and narrow path, so to speak. And I'm sure Eddie is the same way. You know, he's talented. Yeah. Yeah, so if anybody's listening out there that's trying to make it in the business, just keep practicing, keep learning the craft, keep learning the business end of it, keep learning, work as hard as you can, go out there and network, get yourself known, and who knows, you know, one day somebody can appear at one of your shows and pull you aside, and boom, you're out of there. You're on your way.
Amen.
Well, we're about to get ready to hear the song Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and so I wanted you to go ahead and give us a little bit about that song as well.
Yeah, that's every time I hear that one, I smile, because like I said, to be able to stand on stage with one of the actual lead singers of that song, the four lead singers, Damon Harris, Dennis Edwards, Melvin Franklin, and Richard Street, all played off on the leads of that song. And to be able to perform that song next to Richard Street on hundreds and thousands of shows all over the world is total blessing, believe me. It's an honor. There's videos of us on YouTube. If you Google it, you'll see us on YouTube. You know, that's me hitting those high notes and Eddie hitting those bass lines. So I hope the listeners enjoy this one. Papa's Rolling Stone, 1972. Temptations won 3 Grammy Awards and 2 American Music Awards for this one song.
Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Papa never was a day in his life.
And mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and you are listening to Faces of Success Radio. And we are joined with Larry Johnson and Eddie Watkins at, with the Richard Street and the Real Temptations. And the song you just heard was entitled Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And I'm going to go ahead and bring Larry Johnson back in with you guys. Larry, are you on the line? my system is running a little slow, so just bear with me, guys. And then we'll have the Larry back on the line with you guys in just 1 second.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I wanted to once again to tell the listeners where they can find you, your social media, and also like you give your booking information, and so they can find out about upcoming events as well.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you again, DJ, for having us on. This has been amazing. If you want information on booking a group, please contact IMG Management, michael.yorkell, Y-O-R-K-E-L-L, at verizon.net, or call him at area code 508-736-1765. Or you can contact myself, Larry Johnson, at Singh, LJSingh, at yahoo.com. Or you can call me even at 561-685-5060. So please reach out to us. We would love to come out and be a part of your next event. Like I said, we're still going strong and paying tribute to that amazing music. And we'd love to meet you all. I want to thank you all for your continued support, everybody that's listening. We've been very blessed with some amazing support systems over the years, our family and friends. I want to say a special shout-out to Ricky Street Jr. I know he's listening. I want to say a special hello to him and all of Richard's kids and his wonderful wife, Cindy, and her sister, Edna, who their family has been amazing to me. They've taken me in as part of their family, and forever will be a part of their family, just as Richard will forever be our big brother. And I'm sure Eddie can attest, can say the same exact thing. It's an amazing honor to be a part of this and to have known and traveled and been on the road and been on tour with a legend such as Mr. Richard Street.
Well, I want to thank you again for being on the show. It's been an honor. And I wanted to know if you had any shout-outs that you wanted to do at this time.
I kind of did. There's so many. There's been so many to shout out, but I kind of did the ones that I thought I would do as far as his family goes and his children. I don't know if Ed wants to say something to anybody. Ed, do you want to give a shout out to anybody?
Well, now I'll give a shout out to all of the Temptation fans, everybody
That's
that
right.
loves the Temptations and Mr. Richard Street. Thank you for being a part of the legacy and the history of Mr. Richard Street.
That's right. Because without them, we wouldn't even nobody would come see us perform without the Temptations. They wouldn't come see. I remember showing up at a venue one time at our tour bus in England, and the people sitting outside. Remember that, Eddie? People were sitting outside at 6 o'clock in the morning waiting to get Richard's autograph, just to get a picture with Richard, you know. And it was cold out there, you know. So shout out to Les Spain and Tracy Lewis over in England, Spain Music Company. They got us a lot of work, a lot of our other agents all over the world. And just want to say a special hello to each and every one of them. There's so many to think about, so many to remember. My mind is cloudy. Probably going to get a call after we're done. They're going to be mad at me for leaving a name out, but there's too many to remember right now.
Yes.
But we
want to
thank everybody. They know who they are. They know in my heart, in our heart, that we love them, we care, and we appreciate your support.
Okay. Well, I want you to go ahead and introduce the song, I'll Keep My Light in the Window, and then we'll hear that song.
Sure. It's another one of those amazing songs that Richard sang lead on. It was from the 1984 Truly For You album. Smokey did not write it. Smokey did a version of it. But there were other writers, Terry McFadden and Leonard Cass, and they wrote it. And it's a very heartfelt, poignant song. It reminds me a lot of how much we miss Richard every day. And when I go out to L.A., I still go by the gravesite and visit the cemetery. And, you know, it's kind of the words ring true, you know, that we'll see him again. And I know he's looking down on us. He's smiling. And so listen to the words to this song and enjoy it. It's called I'll Keep My Light in My Window by The Temptations, featuring lead Mr. Richard Street.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Did we do okay?
Hello? Larry?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, this is Yvonne Street, Brandy and January's mother.
Oh, hey.
I met
you
in California at Richard Services. I'd just like to thank you guys for the wonderful homage that you've paid to Richard throughout the broadcast. I know if the girls were available right now, they would have really been proud to hear the wonderful things you had to say about their father.
That means so much. That means so much coming from you. That means so much. Yeah. Thank you. It was a blessing to be able to be able to have the opportunity to do that. And hearing your voice is wonderful. How have you been?
I've been good. My youngest daughter, January, when we got back from California, she had a stroke. And doctors have determined that it's genetic.
Oh, my goodness.
From blood clots. So,
but other than that,
we've been doing really good. You know, it's been hard for them to deal with because they played the music here in Detroit so much, you know, and it catches you by surprise. And then you realize that he's no longer here, you know. But I've just been listening to you guys, and
I'm just overwhelmed with, like I said,
all the wonderful things you had to say about Richard and your time spent with him. It's been great.
Thank you. We appreciate it. I know January, one of her favorite songs by her dad was Hey Girl. And whenever I hear Hey Girl, I think about her, and I think about her. So let her know that we're praying for her. We're praying for your entire family. And tell them all we said hello, okay?
I most certainly will. Pardon me?
And we love you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I let them know that, you know, although he's gone, they're not forgotten, you know.
That's
and they
right.
see their brother. They see their brother frequently. But
yeah.
Brandy has
yeah.
gotten engaged, and she's
oh,
going to
good.
Be getting married next year.
Mm. Well, congratulations. Tell her congratulations.
I most certainly will. I'm sure she'll contact you gentlemen with her information.
Yeah, okay.
So if you're anywhere near, you can attend and represent for her dad.
Sounds good. Of course. Tell her to let us know. Let us do the best we can.
Yes. As I said, this broadcast has been very overwhelming for me. And I know it's probably overwhelming for Ricky as well. I haven't talked to him. But I'm sure if he's listening, it's been overwhelming. And I'm sure on behalf of all of the kids, I'd like to thank you guys once again for the wonderful things you had to say about their dad and your time spent with him.
You're very welcome. We'll continue it on. We'll make him proud. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I know he's got to be. He's got some wonderful kids. You know, he had a good life. He enjoyed life. And he loved temptation. You know, so.
Yes. Thanks again for calling.
I'm sure he's very proud.
Thank you.
Okay,
I'm glad you called in. All right, take care.
Oh, yes,
okay.
I would have missed it.
Stay in touch. All right,
thanks
a lot.
Okay, I sure will.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we're about to go ahead and hear the song I'll Keep My Light in the Window.
Okay.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to TJ's R&B Music Lounge on tonight. I want to also just thank Larry Johnson as well as Eddie Watkins for being on the show with Richard Street and The Temptations. The show was phenomenal. So once again, just say thanks. And have a great, awesome night.